Scott with SJWellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 371. Is weather war in the Bible? And is it an end of days marker? We're going to go over scripture. And there's going to be four things that we want to cover. Evidence that they can control the weather. This is one of those, if you're awake, you probably know this, but send this VCast to especially the youth in your family, friends that are brainwashed about global warming, or even your elder friends. So first, evidence they can control the weather. Number two, evidence evil is happening with relief. Why? What is the agenda? And then lastly, how to spot a divide and conquer psyop by the right. We're watching big time wrestling and theater. This, my friends, is a deep one, as I like to say. The first one I want to talk about is Milton. For those of you not aware, a hurricane is actually supposed to hit on Wednesday in the Tampa area. I have family members that have property in Tampa. And what is very, very odd is you're seeing these strange cloud formations with this approaching hurricane. This, to me, looks like a scalar weapon. I'm going to cover patents, how they can actually control the weather with sound. I mean, this is not normal. People are showing videos of this cloud formation saying, I've never seen clouds like this before. So a tropical storm, all of a sudden, is a Category 5. You can't make this up. And this is an End of Days Watchman News Ministry, Final Days Report, episode 165. I had this strange dream of clouds that looked like a perfect honeycomb. And in my spirit, it was like, get home. Is this what we're seeing here? I'm just saying, my friends, it's crazy. Now, here's the scripture no one's really talking about. I think this is an End of Days passage that talks about Satan having a short time and basically controlling the weather to kill human beings. But let's read. This is from Revelation 12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast onto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water. Here it is. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, after humans, after the woman's seed. I think this is talking about Eve's seed, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. There are floods happening all over the world the last 5 years. And this is where it gets interesting. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So the strategy is going to shift to ultimately, as the book of Revelation talks about, of beheading Christians, persecuting Christians. Satan's strategy is going to switch. Now, here's the proof point with hermeneutics, letting the Bible define the Bible, where this, to me, makes sense that it's the woman. And I will put enmity between thee and thy woman, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It's always about a seed war if you follow this news ministry. And it shall bruise thy head, meaning ultimately cut it off, and thou shalt bruise his heel. That's talking about Jesus Christ. This passage just reminds me of this weather manipulation. We know Lucifer, Satan, can control the weather with the story of Job if he's allowed. So let's get into this. Why? It's all about depopulation, smart cities, and land theft. FEMA, doing some research, it's estimated that they've purchased 50,000 homes in previous flood areas. Then they set up their camps, their prison camps. And we know from the Georgia Guidestones, they want the population of 500 million people. But let's get into the evidence of weather manipulation. I'm going to play 3-4 videos. The first one is from Geoengineering Watch. I like Dane Winnington, but he is a believer in global warming. I believe in global warming, basically, in the end, where it's going to turn into fire. It's global burning. So I think it's all a psyop, but let's play this video. This is interesting.
Was Hurricane Helene's path and behavior just the result of natural processes and climate patterns, or was it manipulated? The circular blue flashes seen in this video are frequency transmissions from the NEXRAD network of transmitter installations. All available science evidence makes clear that atmospheric frequency transmissions can and do have a repelling effect on air masses, especially if and when the air masses have been seeded with electrically conductive nanoparticles. The brighter the blue flash from a frequency transmission installation, the more pronounced and powerful the repelling effect on any air mass or storm in the vicinity will be. Where there are no blue flashes, there is no transmission, thus no repelling effect, thus no resistance for a migrating storm. Translation: a migrating storm will be hindered from moving toward frequency transmissions and will easily migrate in a direction with no transmissions. So again, I ask, was Hurricane Helene's path and behavior just an act of nature, or was it engineered?
It was engineered. Woe to those that destroy the earth. The Lord's going to destroy you, my friends. All right, I want to play a video from the Reese Report, really talking about the why, linking it to lithium. Let's roll it.
We have had the technology to create, control, and steer hurricanes for decades.
Project Cirrus is the first official attempt to modify a hurricane. It was run by General Electric with the support of the U.S. military. The official theory was that by changing the temperature outside the eyewall of a hurricane, which they did by seeding the clouds with various compounds such as silver iodide, a decrease in strong winds will result. On October 13, 1947, Project Cirrus targeted a hurricane heading out to sea. Approximately 180 pounds of dry ice was dropped into the clouds. The crew then reported a pronounced modification of the cloud deck, and the hurricane abruptly changed direction and made landfall near Savannah, Georgia. The public blamed the government. Irving Langmuir, who pioneered General Electric's Atmospheric Research Department and admitted that the project was about learning how to weaponize the weather, also claimed the reversal of the hurricane had been caused by Project Cirrus. But the government denied it for 12 years. After a short delay, the project officially continued, and in 1965, Project Storm Fury had targeted Hurricane Betsy for seeding. On that day, the storm immediately changed direction and made landfall in southern Florida. Congress blamed it on Project Storm Fury, but the government claimed that the hurricane shifted before they ever had a chance to seed it. And after 2 months of congressional hearings, the project was allowed to continue.
In 1997, U.S. Defense Secretary William Cohen admitted we have the technology to control the weather, including earthquakes and volcanoes. The U.S. government has placed gag orders on employees of the National Weather Service. In October of 2012, after Hurricane Sandy weakened to a tropical storm, microwave imagery shows a thick red beam immediately followed by Sandy growing into a Category 1 hurricane and taking an unexplained left turn into New Jersey. The push towards alternative energy demands more lithium, and according to the U.S. Geological Survey, the United States has over 6 million tons of identified lithium resources. The majority of this lithium has been identified in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. Kings Mountain is believed to have one of the largest resources in the world. But the biggest problem is that people live there, and they don't want their quiet towns turned into lithium mines.
People in Schererville have been pushing against a proposed lithium mine for the last several years. But everyone we spoke with here said it's too divisive of an issue to share their opinion on camera. Schererville is a small, quiet town.
I think that's good that we keep it small.
So quiet, many don't feel comfortable speaking out against Piedmont Lithium's proposed mining operation nearby.
I think we're a silent majority. I think a lot of people are afraid to say anything about it because they are bringing a lot to the town as far as money.
Last year, the Department of Defense entered a $90 million agreement with Albemarle Corporation to increase domestic production of lithium for the nation's battery supply chain, specifically from Kings Mountain, North Carolina, starting by 2025. This is the same area experiencing what is being described as biblical floods. While the federal government spends billions on foreign wars and illegal immigrants, they simply cannot be bothered with the health and well-being of the American people, especially those living on coveted mineral-rich land. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
You know, a fourth point on why weather weaponry is there's a new term that they're coming up with called weird weather. The weather is just weird, not following normal patterns. Well, they're blaming it on global warming. And remember, you exhale carbon dioxide. That is the enemy. This is nothing short of control. With carbon trackers, you won't be able to eat meat. You'll be living in your smart cities. So it's a control grid, my friends. But I just thought this was interesting as well with lithium, this whole lithium battery scam. Personally, I think they have free energy. This is just nothing short of ways to control you and to make these psychopaths rich. But let's read the Biden family business tied to trillions of dollars of lithium acquired by China through U.S. Afghanistan withdrawal. Biden family business tied to trillions in lithium acquired by China through U.S. Afghanistan withdrawal. Hunter Biden owns 10% of a Chinese state-owned private equity firm. You can't make this up. It's evil, my friends. And I think the president of the United States is just a mid-level puppet. But they're getting paid off, my friends. And again, the new buzzword, PSYOP, that you're seeing in all the mainstream news is weird weather. You're seeing this on the late-night talk show circuit. Weird weather. No, this is controlled weather, my friends. Here's a patent where they can actually control tornadoes and hurricanes using sound. Let's play another video as well. I thought she had some interesting points.
If that area has been inundated, is in a disaster zone, then the government can come in and do eminent domain and they can pay you what it was worth 5 years ago rather than what it's worth right now. Imagine that your home has turned into a watery lot and the government comes to you and says, hey, I'll pay you what you paid for it. You're going to take it and you're going to go, right? What do you think is going to happen right here now that they want this lithium mine up and running by 2025, 2030 at the latest? Back in 1947, we had the Florida Georgia Hurricane, or Hurricane 9, and it was the first hurricane to be targeted for weather modification. What happened was General Electric's, the U.S. Navy, the Army, the Air Force, they poured dry ice into this hurricane using airplanes to see what would happen. Would they slow it down? Well, what happened was it slowed down a little bit, but it turned west really sharp. Let me show you. This is the path that the hurricane took in 1947. Does it look similar to you? Probably not. It's a coincidence, right?
And the GE executive from the Reese video explained what happened. All right. This is where it just gets even more interesting. New York Post, Fed say there's no money left to respond to hurricanes after FEMA spent $1.4 billion on migrants. So the immigrant takeover is all by design. We've been warning about that. And those of you listening on a podcast service, I'm just showing a notice to vacate, closure to the public. It's the same playbook that we covered in Maui. They're going to basically probably say that this is a disaster zone that's just toxic, too toxic to live. It's insanity, my friends. Absolute insanity. All right. Let's play a bunch of videos where people are doing citizen journalism, telling you what's happening that is just mind-numbing. So I'm going to play a compilation of videos that you might have already seen, again, if you search Truth Channels, but let's archive it. And again, the purpose of this video is to share, especially to the youth that are brainwashed, where they're going to be having their carbon dioxide tracker willingly. First video I want to play, this is creepy. This just came across my news feed of this helicopter that's hovering around a place where they're staging supplies to go in. And it looks like it totally disrupts the operation with their propellers. And the people said that they could see people in the helicopter with masks on. Is this a wet work situation? I'm just asking, why would the relief army have masks on? Why would FEMA not allow people to go up and help? I'm going to show an article where they're not allowing drones to go in. I mean, you can't make this up. And then here's a tweet that went viral. Just got down from the mountains delivering supplies. Families with kids haven't ate or had water in 3 days before I got there. Multiple counties completely shut off from every utility. FEMA is currently confiscating donations and blocking volunteers. I fear we might need a militia to inhibit or stop FEMA. As crazy as it sounds, FEMA is directly confiscating donated items and blocking volunteers from helping, kicking churches out of parking lots, etc. Now, I did see some videos where sheriffs have basically come out and said, we will arrest FEMA if they stop we the people from helping. So that's good. I worry about Freemason sheriffs and police officers. If you're a Freemason, run from it. You're going to curse your family in a generational curse. But let's play this video. This is just spooky. Now, you may have to go back and read the captions. Basically, if you're listening to a podcast service, this helicopter, this black unmarked helicopter, literally started destroying the supplies. Supplies went flying everywhere. And why were they masked? And why were they unmarked? And it talked about how there were two unmarked vehicles with blue lights that showed up, circled the parking lot, and then left. I personally think this is intimidation. This looks like intimidation to me. What do you say in the comments? It's a war on we the people. This group wants a one world government. Now, here we go. There was an order grounding private drone flights in Hurricane Helene flood rescue zone crashes and burns. You're hiding something. Why would they ban drones? I mean, this is insanity. And then there were reports you couldn't fly in the area as well. Now, this lady went viral. What I thought was interesting with her video is she goes on to say she received a tweet from the Tennessee type FEMA operation that said, don't help your people. You need to do a 180 from what the government says in this situation. Love thy neighbor with all your heart. Here's Hal Turner reports FEMA blocking aid to hurricane victims in North Carolina. See, they can't stop people from posting what's going on TikTok. Hillary Clinton just came out and said she wants to ban and really monitor what's happening on social media. They've lost the narrative, my friends. Let's play this young lady.
Well, you're going to have to just excuse my appearance because we have no power. We have no running water. But I'm just so pissed off that I've got to make this clear. We got a notification from TEMA. I'm guessing that's FEMA for Tennessee. I'm not exactly sure. I think it's supposed to be the disaster relief people. But they were like, do not donate your time. We don't want you to donate time unless we ask for you. And we don't want you to donate stuff to other people. You need to just donate money and stuff to us and get your instructions from us and listen to us. What? And then you say, they said yesterday, we don't go into areas that the roads are not easily accessible. What? You are the disaster relief people. Like, that is your job, to go into the areas that are hit by disaster and provide relief. Not to just go to the easy area and sit and wait for the people that are in the disaster area to be able to come to you. The roads that we do have were cleared by the locals, and you have to have trucks and stuff to be able to get through there. Like, it's just beyond me. So, and you have us all messed up. If you think you're going to come here and bark orders at us and then expect the people just to give you the money and us trust that you're going to try to take care of us when you don't go into areas that are not easily accessible. What? Like, this is Cock County, girl. So donate to our local churches, because they will make sure that the people that are need it will get it. And you need to just, while we appreciate what help you're trying to provide, I don't think you understood the assignment, because it's not to just go to one location in hopes that the people in the disaster area can make it to you. So just sit back and watch, and we'll show you how it's done, but we're not going to stop. So please, and thank you.
When I saw her video, there's always a blessing. If churches really stand up, maybe a lot of people will get saved, because ultimately this is a soul battle. This world is just a shadow. Just a shadow, my friends. All right, now I want to play a video. This was on a local news station on how they turned away this pilot. There were a bunch of rumors going around, and I was able to find this testimony. This is evil. Absolute evil.
Our app is accessible by helicopter. Limited cell service and no water since Friday morning. I thought I have a helicopter and maybe I can help.
Jordan Sidham piled food and water into his helicopter Saturday and headed up toward Banner Elk. The only way through, a mountain gap in Lake Lure.
This is the mountain valley that you would have to fly to get to Black Mountain, where we were escorting people out. This is a mountain range, and this is a mountain range. The only place to fly through with bad visibility, low cloud coverage, is Lake Lure.
The cries for help from people stranded without food, water, or electricity hit social media soon after the flooding last Friday.
So my parents are stuck there. Their address is Banner Elk. They are in the first condo. If you receive this, please give me a call back. Thank you.
Sidham's phone started lighting up on Saturday with people begging for help.
I mean, I could hear the desperation in her voice. This is multiple phone calls I've received like this, voicemails, text messages, and you could hear people desperate for help.
Sidham and his son rescued four people on Saturday and spent the night in a nearby pilot's lounge, then decided to fly again Sunday morning.
I spoke with my son, which is my co-pilot. I said, hey, do you want to go back out and try to help today? And his response was, there's so many messages, I don't think we can't not go help.
Cinnamon and his son were headed up to Black Mountain. Flight tracking shows no flight restrictions in place Saturday or Sunday morning when Sittum flew through the Lake Lure Gap. But that was all about to change. The Sittum spotted an older couple waving for help, then landed in what's left of their driveway.
Hey, I want you to let me get in. You step out and go out. Help her in. Put her bag in the back. Get her strapped in. I'm going to take her down. Come back. I'll take him. I'll come back, and then I'll get you, okay?
I originally left my son co-pilot on the side of the mountain. It was kind of unstable, so I didn't want to put more weight in the helicopter to lift back off. So I left my son with the other victim, and I was just going to take one person down at the time. And you could hear me in the video talking through with the victims and with my son what we're going to do.
3 minutes away, Sittum spotted a group of rescuers just down the river. He landed and found someone in charge.
Told him my background experience, law enforcement, firefighting, pilot. He immediately started helping with coordination. He gave me radio frequencies to coordinate with them on, set up a landing area for me to come back with the other victim. And in the middle of the whole conversation and them blocking the road off, I was greeted by the, at that time I didn't know, but Lake Lure fire chief or assistant chief maybe, and he shut down the whole operation. So at that point, I felt like the conversation wasn't going any further. And again, he asked me to leave, and I said, hey, I have no problem getting out of your area. If that's what you want us to do, we'll leave, no issue. At that point, I asked him, you know, what was the reason I had to leave them there? And he said, again, you're interfering with my operation. I just need you to get out of the area. I said, sir, I don't know where you were trained at, but I know how my training is, and I'm not going to leave personnel behind. I'm going back to get my co-pilot. He said, if you turn around and go back up the mountain, you're going to be arrested. I said, well, sir, I'm going back to get my co-pilot. I don't know what to tell you. And he said, I'm letting you know. And at that point, he waved for two law enforcement officers to come over and told me that again, if I go back up the mountain, I would be arrested.
He flew the 3-minute trip back, picked up his son, and left the woman's husband behind.
I'm sure he was flooded with emotions and trying to rescue other people, and I just felt that it was best at the time to leave. So I did follow his instructions, and I had a conversation with the female victim before I left, apologizing and explaining. She was standing there. She heard the whole conversation, and they were both very, very surprised, very upset.
It's evil, and it gets worse. This pilot is going to talk about how he talks to the military. Why aren't you flying? They're like, we don't have orders yet. I mean, and he's going to talk about how his rescue was on some sort of newspaper. I think he said USA Today, potentially. And he said the media lied on the rescue. It had nothing to do with the government. It was him.
I really don't want to make this video, but it is literally a matter of life and death for the people of North Carolina. So my name is Jonathan Howard. I'm a member of the Florida State Guard Special Missions Unit, and I'm also up here with Aerial Recovery, a nonprofit. I came up here on Sunday with Aerial Recovery before we even got activated. We flew up here, and then we got activated, which is great. I had my team up here working as well. Here's the problem. I'm going to tell you everything that's happening from the ground, what I'm actually seeing, because what they're telling you is complete bullshit on the news, and these politicians don't have a fucking clue, and they're lying. I'll say this now, I'll say it in the video. The only thing I need from this video is helicopters. If I have helicopters, I can save lives. Without helicopters, I can't reach these people. It doesn't matter how many chainsaws and trucks I got, I can't get to them. They're 10 miles in, 20 miles, 40 miles in the mountains. There's no way to get with them or even communicate with them. I'm literally flying around in a civilian helicopter looking for SOS messages carved in the mud or painted on the ground, and we're dropping down and saving them. What got me fired up about this was yesterday, me and my team did a rescue of that 11-day-year-old baby. And all these government officials and social media, they're showing that video, that pictures and video of that rescue, and claiming that like they have some like government help with that. And I mean, even USA, I think it was USA Today, wrote an article about it saying it was a Florida National Guard that went and got it, like with a helicopter. No, it was me, my buddy Charlie, and a civilian named Zeb with his own personal helicopter out of Wilmington, North Carolina. Like, without that civilian, that baby would be dead. And the old lady we went and rescued after that, she'd be dead too, because she had one day left of oxygen. No one was going to go get them. I will tell you, when we go up in the air, I probably see 40 civilian helicopters, and I might see 2 Blackhawks, National Guard, military, whatever they are. That's it. No one's out there doing rescues. I have my entire team up here from Florida right now, and they have no ability to go rescue these people other than what they can drive to. The people that are in dire need, They're out in the mountains. They are completely cut off. Now, I will say, I spoke to my congresswoman down in Florida, and she's a badass, and she made a bunch of phone calls, and now we got two contracted 60s coming up here tomorrow, which is great. I love that, but, like, I still don't understand why we don't have more helicopters. Like, we'll get a lot of work done with that, but there's no military. No one's doing nothing. It blows my mind. And they're not even allowing people to see what's really going on. One of our friends yesterday, they were actually escorting CNN down to Lake Lure, and they wouldn't even let CNN. The sheriff department would not let them go videotape the bad areas, how destructive it is. I don't know why they don't want to show you all that, but, I mean, it is bad. I should also say, when I flew here on Sunday, they actually stopped us from going in, the sheriff department. And it was because of a bunch of politics that they were claiming was the Speaker of the House of North Carolina that was preventing us from even going in and trying to kick us out, which I have clarified today with North Carolina politicians that reached out to me, good on them, and they were like, that's complete bullshit. Speaker of the House has nothing. He wants you guys there. But this is the kind of political BS that is happening here right now. Like, everyone's trying to be in charge without taking any type of action. Nobody wants to coordinate with anybody. Everybody wants to pretend like they're being the hero while these people are literally fucking dying in the mountains. And these people, like I said, these people are limited medication. They're running out of oxygen, and there's no one going to get them. The most effective way I have found to go find these people is by getting in a helicopter and flying down the rivers and roads and looking for SOS messages or people waving us down. And then we drop down and get them. We have all these people here. We have law enforcement. We have State Guard, National Guard. They have no way to go get these people. Yesterday when I was at the Asheville Airport refueling, which, by the way, the civilian is paying all this out of his own pocket. He's not even looking for a reimbursement. I think we did 4 refuelings yesterday. And that was just in half a day of work. We're in Nashville, and I saw 2 Air Force Helicopter 60s, and I knew they were PJs just looking at them, and I went up to them, like, hey, guys, like, what are y'all doing? And, like, this is what you need to be doing, this is how I'm finding people, and they're like, we can't go, we're waiting on Title 10 orders. And I'm like, what? They can't get any authority. There's military helicopters all over here sitting on the ground, and they can't do nothing. Even my JSOC boys in Fayetteville, they can't get orders to come out here. It is just the most disgusting thing, and they're killing these people, and I don't know why they're doing it, I don't know what kind of conspiracy, I've heard so many things, whatever you want to come up with. But they are literally allowing these people to fucking die in the mountains right now because we can't get helicopters. They got money for everything else in the fucking world right now. But if they could just get us helicopters, we could fly out there and rescue these people. So I hope this video goes viral. I hope these politicians get fired. I hope people get pissed off. They'll probably kick me out of the state of North Carolina for doing this. But you know what? I don't care, because if I can save one more life for it, it's fucking worth it to me.
Couple F-bombs there, but we're all adults. This seems like another Maui conspiracy to me. This is insanity, and it's a lesson learned for the next false flag that they run. All right, I thought this was just interesting. This guy runs a trucking business, and he said during hurricanes it's a payday, but the trucking boards are dry. It's just another starvation proof point. Let's roll it.
The people in North Carolina, you deserve to hear this. I'm a truck driver, all right? I have a 53-foot step deck. I've been trucking for about 2.5 years. I have a YouTube channel. You can verify that on Babyline Hotshot. Usually in a disaster situation, it is payday for truckers. We look for that hurricane. We look for that ice storm. There's generators coming to you. There's stuff coming out of military bases. There is excavators, skid steers, bulldozers, tree trimming equipment, pumps, like water pumps to pump water out of places that have been flooded. There's no loads on the load board coming to you within 125 miles of Asheville.
It's just interesting, my friends. All right. Now, how to spot an actor, a psyop. Marjorie Taylor Greene, in my humble opinion, is playing a role as this person that just screams and yells and does outrageous things. She speaks a lot of truth, but she sounds like a nut job doing it. Reminds me of somebody else, just like, making these statements. And so let's read from Time Magazine. Marjorie Taylor Greene sparks backlash with comments made amid Hurricane Helene devastation. Georgia Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene is back on the spotlight after receiving backlash after comments made on X, formerly Twitter. In a post shared with her 1.2 million followers late on October 3rd, Greene wrote, "Yes, they can control the weather. She's right. It's ridiculous for anyone to lie and say it can't be done." Now, what she should have done is also put links in to verify her claim. Because what's going to happen is people on the left are going to be like, oh, she's a crazy nut job. It's just another divide and conquer psyop. If she would have put maybe that Reese report that we just played, maybe even a link to Wikipedia and Operation Popeye. I mean, Cirrus? I mean, come on. It's just divide and conquer nonsense, my friends. Divide and conquer. The only reason why I'm doing this ministry is we believe in the Bible verse that says in the end of the days, old men will have dreams, young people will have visions. And I think this was Final Days Report, episode 29, Weather War on the South, Dream, Check Your Insurance. Now, this dream that I had probably 3-4 years ago, I just saw weather manipulation, and I think the state that I had this dream was Louisiana, and it was flooded. It was flooded, and the houses sunk. And the land theft scam was homeowners insurance changed where it wouldn't take flooding. It wouldn't take flooding. And it was interesting. I have some friends that are in the insurance business, and they were telling me there with the hurricanes that hit Florida years ago, they said many of those homes will never, ever get a claim from insurance because of flooding. It just gave me chills. So check your insurance, my friends. Check your insurance. All right. I'm talking to a friend of mine who is as blind as a bat. Main news source is MSN. And he just went on a trip to Arizona. He's like, 7-8 days, 107 degrees. You know, he's all this climate change nonsense. And I always tell him, I'm like, look, there's a war on carbon dioxide. You exhale carbon dioxide. It's nothing short of eugenics. And yes, they can control the weather. And he's just like scratching his head. But I thought this was interesting. I'm going to play a video where this gentleman's going to show this pulsating energy from California out to the Pacific Ocean. And it goes on to talk about how they're not allowing cold weather, rain. They're absolutely manipulating the narrative. So let's summarize. I just thought it was interesting, the counter story. U.S. Disaster Relief Chief blasts false claims about Helene response as truly dangerous narrative. There are a whole bunch of headlines saying that these false narratives are hurting us from saving people. Really? Two helicopters up from that one eyewitness? Black helicopter with people that were masked, disrupting the supply chain? But here's what a couple articles summarized. They're mocking us for the engineered storms. They have the technology. They have the patents. They've been working on it for years. But let's read. Some people claim that Hurricane Helene was artificially created to allow corporations to mine lithium deposits in the affected regions. Let's see what happens. Time will tell. We have demonstrated that they want this lithium. Number two, the article goes on to say, misuse of federal funds. We read the article about how FEMA said they don't have any money left because of the immigration crisis that is allowed to happen, order out of chaos. There are allegations that the Biden administration is diverting federal disaster funds to assist migrants in the country illegally. Of course they are. They're going to arm them too. Where did the 1.3, 1.5 billion hollow point bullets go that the DHS bought under Obama? Then the neglect of victims. Rumors suggest that officials are deliberately abandoning bodies during the cleanup process. Not sure about that, but they're not supporting and helping those people out, my friends. Get saved. Pray for these people. Maybe find a church that's reputable to donate some money to. Because this is happening again. Very suspect in Tampa. God bless everyone. Goes back to the Bible. I've always looked at Revelation 12, and I try to read the Bible literally where you can. And it appears Satan has but a short time. God bless.